Good morning. Welcome to Trust the Bible, growing your confidence that the Bible is true and the ultimate resource for life. I'm Pastor David Gennaro, and this week we have seen that Jesus made amazing prophecies in Matthew 24. Well, not amazing considering that he is God, but amazing for those who think that there's no truth in the Bible or that there is no supernatural revelation in the Bible. It's hard to explain these things. In fact, I don't think you can. Jesus told us specifically what would happen within 40 years of his resurrection and ascension in Matthew chapter 24, including things like people falsely claiming to be the Messiah, and specifically the temple being destroyed at the Temple Mount. Those things came to pass within about 37 years of Jesus giving that prophecy. But then the other thing we've been starting to focus on this week is that there are a number of prophecies in the Bible about what will happen at what Jesus calls the end of the age, or the second coming of the Son of Man, or the Messiah. And these prophecies in the Bible seem sort of outlandish or unrealistic until you get to the present age. In other words, as we've been moving through history, you would think that now that almost 2,000 years have passed since the Bible described what would happen, that it would become more and more obvious that's just kind of crazy prophecy, people that didn't know what they were talking about, and history would be such that you would think, well, there's no way that what the Bible says could ever come to pass. Instead, we found just the opposite. Especially in the last 30, 40 years, we have seen things coming together in world events where we can now envision what the Bible talks about happening in a much more realistic way than we ever could before. And that tells us first that we may be getting close to the return of Christ. It also tells us that we can trust the Bible. So I've gone through a number of those things. I told you that today I would focus on what is going on in Israel that points to this kind of evidence for the Bible. Before I jump into that, let me invite you to church this Sunday. If you know a good Bible-teaching church near you, attending and participating and ministering in that church is part of God's plan for how he is going to help you thrive in life and help you fulfill his plan for your life. And I know there are often problems in some churches or things you may not like about church. There's no perfect church, but God wants to use your involvement in that imperfect church to help you grow and to help you fulfill your purpose for your life. So attend church this Sunday. If you don't have a church you know nearby to go to, you're always welcome to Fairfax First Baptist Church for our 11 o'clock service, and Beach Branch Baptist Church, the 9 o'clock service. I preach at both churches each Sunday morning. I'd love to have the opportunity to meet you. If you have any questions about those services, location, anything like that, or anything about the program, the number to call is 803-943-8237. That's 943-8237. Well, what's going on in Israel today? Well, what's going on, first of all, is the fulfillment of prophecy that God is bringing Jewish people scattered all over the world in all kinds of nations back to the land of Israel. That has been going on especially since 1948. We talked about this yesterday. This is in fulfillment to prophecies made way back in the Old Testament. I don't believe that what's going on today is the final fulfillment yet, but I certainly believe that it is the beginning of God bringing his people back to the land of Israel, and we see how God could complete that in a very short amount of time, given that there is now a Jewish state, given that Jerusalem since 1967 has been under the control of the state of Israel. Now, the next thing I want to talk about, though, is the construction of the third temple. The Bible tells us there will be a third temple just prior to the coming of the Son of Man. It says this in Daniel chapter 9, verse 27. Daniel there writes that he will confirm a covenant with many for 1:7. Who is he? It's the Antichrist, this coming world leader who will make this treaty, according to Daniel, for 7 years. In the middle of the seven, he will put an end to sacrifice and offering. And Daniel finishes this verse by saying, and at the temple he will set up an abomination that causes desolation until the end that is decreed is poured out on him. So Daniel is saying that in the middle of this 7-year period after this treaty is made, the Antichrist is going to break the treaty by ending sacrifice at the temple and by setting up some kind of terrible object, probably a false image, to be worshipped at the temple. Now, that cannot be fulfilled unless there is a temple there. And so this is why many Bible prophecy people believe there will be a third temple built. And in the past, we couldn't have imagined that happening. But again, since there is a Jewish state now that now has control of the Temple Mount, they have not built a temple there because they know that could start a major war. And so they've allowed Islam to continue to have the sole use of the Dome of the Rock and the Al-Aqsa Mosque. Those are the two Muslim sites on top of the Temple Mount today. It will take some kind of significant event for the Jewish people to change that status today and be able to build a temple there. That could be what this coming treaty is about, and that could happen very quickly. You know, we can't put a timetable on it. It might be a long ways away, but it could be a short time from now. It could be some other political event that happens. But here's what's interesting. Jewish people are ready to rebuild the temple. There is a group called the Temple Institute, located just outside the Temple Mount. They have all of the items that would be used and be a part of ministry in the temple. They have them ready. There's also a looking for the red heifer. This has to do with a requirement in Numbers chapter 19, verse 2, that the temple, before it can be put into use, before it can be cleansed for proper use, there has to be a special sacrifice of a red heifer. And so Jewish people have longed to see, when will this red heifer come? And Numbers 19:2 tells us it has to be without defect or blemish. And even right now in Israel, there is a red heifer that is a candidate to be the sacrifice. It has to be mature enough to be inspected to meet all the qualifications. But there is one they are examining now, waiting for it to reach the full age to see if it qualifies as being this red heifer that could enable the temple to be rebuilt. The final one I'll talk about is that Jewish people are coming to faith in Jesus as the Messiah. Peter specifically talks about this in Acts chapter 3. In other words, not only will Jews be brought back to the land, not only will there be a temple, but right before the Son of Man returns, Jewish people will recognize that Jesus is the Messiah they have been longing for. Peter preaches in Acts 3:19, "Repent then, and turn to God so that your sins may be wiped out, that times of refreshing may come from the Lord, and that he may send the Messiah who he has appointed for you, even Jesus. Heaven must receive him until the time comes for God to restore everything." So where is Jesus now? He's in heaven. He's going to come again, but heaven must receive him until a certain time, Peter says. And here in Acts chapter 3, we read that he's specifically preaching to the Jewish people right outside the temple. And he says that when you repent and turn to God, that is when God may send the Messiah. That's exactly what Peter says in Acts 3:20. So there's something about a turning of the Jewish people to recognizing Jesus as Messiah that will happen in Mass just prior to when Jesus comes. Now, that's not happening in Mass yet, but there are larger and larger numbers. Are we seeing sort of the setting laid or the foundation laid for what could become a rapidly changing movement or moment in history? I think so. Now, again, I don't know how many years from now that will be, but all of these things we've looked at the last several days point to our day and age being a special time. And again, these prophecies are not becoming more and more unrealistic. All of these biblical prophecies are becoming more and more realistic. And so we can grow confident and have hope that Jesus is coming soon. And we also can remember that until next time, you can trust the Bible.